On Wednesday afternoon, the parents of a 3-year-old boy reported their child as missing. That's when Salt Lake City Police Detective Dennis McGowan says officers were dispatched to the area.
You know, every officer available went into the area, and we were looking anywhere, a distance that a 3-year-old could reasonably walk in that space of time.
During the search in southeast Salt Lake City, two officers approached the house in the neighborhood. According to McGowan, one officer knocked on the front door while the other officer went around to an unlocked gate to enter the backyard. He was met by a dog, which the officer later described as behaving in an aggressive manner. As a result, the dog was shot and killed. Meanwhile, the child was found safe, sleeping in his basement. McGowan says that the department is now in the process of conducting an after-action assessment, so many details haven't been released to the public yet. But there may already be plans to review and revise how officers are trained to handle encounters with animals.
You know, we try to look at the things that we do well in certain circumstances and the things we don't do so well. And one of the things that we're considering is animal encounter training, some additional training. We get that training already in the form of our use of force continuum, in that all officers are supposed to use the minimum amount of force necessary in whatever encounter that they're involved in, including with animals. And no officer, you know, wants to use deadly force during any encounter. It's a last resort.
Encounters with dogs aren't uncommon for police officers. In fact, McGowan says dog encounters are pretty much part of the job.
We deal with dogs all the time, on the way into people's residences or just, you know, in the yards, entering in. It just depends. Most of the time, residents who own dogs are aware that the police are coming, you know, and they take proper precautions with the dogs. But it is possible sometimes people don't know, and officers will walk onto private property and there will be an animal. And the dog, you know, will come possibly aggressively to the stranger, which in this case is a police officer, and the police officers have to know how to act, how to handle that, how to react to an animal charging at them. And that's possibly what is going to be included in this potential new training or curriculum that the chief is looking at developing.
According to an SLCPD press release, Police Chief Chris Burbank has been discussing dog encounters with the Humane Society of the United States since Wednesday. Carl Arkey of the Humane Society of Utah, not affiliated with the Humane Society of the United States, says neither he nor his organization can admonish the officer in question, given what little is known publicly at this point.
It's difficult to know exactly what happened, what was going on in that officer's mind, and what transpired and what the dog did, and was it an overreaction? It's hard to tell. That being said, we'd like to think that there are better ways of handling this kind of a situation, especially when somebody is going onto private property. Obviously, there was a sense of urgency because there was a missing child, and I can understand the officer really wanting to try to find that child. But at the same time, we also think that if you're going into somebody's backyard, which is private property, and there was a big tall fence there and a gate that was closed, it's reasonable to assume that there might be an animal on the premises.
The public outcry over the shooting has quickly expanded since Wednesday. A Facebook page dedicated to the dog killed was created on Thursday, and it had well over 5,000 likes by Friday afternoon. A rally is scheduled for June 28th in front of the Salt Lake City Public Safety Building. As of Friday, over 400 people on Facebook have RSVP'd. For KCPW News, I'm Ryan Cunningham.